Okay, so we're continuing Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, our Chazara. We're up to the Chof Vov Omud Beis. We have to get our skates on because we have a daf to do in about 40 minutes, just under.
Sorry.
Okay, so on the Gemara, the Chof Vov Omud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Nachman. Nachum, good to see you. I take it that's the that's not Mishkafayim in the background. Okay, enjoy. Enjoy the vacation. Omer of Nachman. Last word on the line. Hachoshed. Hachoshed al aroyos kosher le'edus. Remember Rashi explained, somebody who is suspect with regard to aroyos, not necessarily proven, but suspect, he's kosher for edus because it's not an inyan of momoy. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes disagreed. Rav Sheshes oni, Omer Rav Sheshes oni mori arboin bekatve v'kosha. He's going to get 40 malkas. Rashi explained that there's a very interesting halacha. One gets malkas even though it hasn't been proved that you're over the aveira, but nonetheless, for the fact that there's a rumor. So how can it be that he's going to get malkas in Bezdin, so we clearly are not very happy with him and we're still going to consider him kosher for edus? Can't be. Machloikas. Omar Rav Moider of Nachman in Edus Isha Shehu Pasul says Rav Nachman, however, we're Moider that definitely with regard to Hilchas Aroyos and Ishus, for that he's definitely Pasul. The discussion is only whether he's Pasul with regard to other things, but clearly if you suspect in the case of Inyone Ishus, then definitely for those types of subjects, there'll be Pasul Edus. Omer Avinu v'itemer apopa loy omron elo la'afuke avali yuloy les lombo. That's only true if he's trying to declare that a particular woman is no longer married. So then we're a bit suspicious because maybe it happens to be that he's got his eyes on her. But if he claims that she is married, well, then he is believed because he's got no agenda to say that she is married. Says the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Pshita. The Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. Ma'o de tema ho adifalei de ksiv ma'im gnuvi mim taku kamash malon. I would have thought, no, he does have an agenda to say that she is a married woman because we have this principle of stolen water is sweeter. There is some type of thrill or hano, the fact that she is alleged to be married and you nonetheless take her. So therefore, maybe he does have an agenda to claim that she's a married woman. And then to be involved with her. So that's the chiddush. No, nonetheless, we do not suspect that. Komash malon, de kama, de kaima, hocha shchichele. That actually, no, it's his in best interest to claim that she's not married because then she'll be more available. So therefore, he's not really doing himself a favor by claiming that she is married and therefore he does not have a bias or an agenda. V'omer Rav Nachman, ganav nisan, v'ganav tishri, loishme ganav. If you steal at these types of the months, you're not considered a ganav. Why not? Why on earth should it make a difference which month of the year one steals? So the Gemara explains, Hani mili ba'arisa v'dova mu'ot u'b'dova shenigmar malachti. Remember we explained that some people who are sharecroppers, they're entitled to take, well, at least so they think, part of the food. So therefore, the reason why they're stealing is because they were moira heta. Remember that phrase we had? They were moira heta. They convinced themselves that it's muta. The food's finished. You're allowed to take a little bit anyway. So I took a little bit extra. It's not the end of the world. Probably it's okay. But that doesn't mean that he's really suspect that he's going to out and out steal. So that's why in these particular months, when the food is ripe, so that's when a person might be moira heta. And that's why he'll be kosher le'edus. Says the Gemara, Ikre der of Zvid, Rav Gava. Sorry, Ikre der of Zvid. Chod Gavav Kavod the Sairi Uposle. Vachad Gavra Kibure Dahine Uposle. One took, he had different workers, and one took some barley, one took some Eshkoil of Tamorim, Rashi said, and he passed them. Because they're thieves. Hani kvuroi, these people who bury, in other words, they're members of the Chevra Kadisha, The cover and afsha be Yom Tov Rishon shel Atzeres. They bury people on the first day of Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is obviously osa al pi halacha. So it seems to be they have a clear disregard of halacha. Shamtinu Rapopo pastinu leidus. Rapopo put them into cheirim, and he made them pasal leidus. If you show a total disregard for halacha, you cannot be kosher leidus. Va'achsherinu Rav Huna, breeder of Yeshua. But Rav Huna koshered them. How could that be? Omelei Rapopo v'ho Rishoyim minu. Rapopo said, how can you kosher them? They're Rishoyim. They don't keep Hilchas Yom Tov. So he said, no, Savri mitzvah of the... Again, they're Moira Heta. They think that you're allowed to bury people on Yom Tov. They think it's so important, so therefore they're not Rishoyim. So he says, what do you mean? V'ho kom ha-shamtina lu? But we put them into Cheirem. So if you put them into the Cheirem and they kept on doing the same thing again and again, don't tell me that they thought it was a mitzvah. After all, if you put them into Cheirem time and time again, they clearly must have known that this is not the right thing to do. Says the Gemara, no. Savri kapara ka'ovdi le'rabbonon. They thought that even though it's a mitzvah, but nonetheless, you still need a kapara because at the end of the day, you did a malacha on Yom Tov. So they were genuinely convinced, at least as a possibility, they were genuinely convinced that this is what you're supposed to do, but you nonetheless need a kapara because at the end of the day, you did a malacha on Yom Tov. So we're learning a very important principle in the al-sugya, that if there is grounds to suggest that a person was Moira Heta, which means that he might have found a justification for doing so, even though he might have been wrong. But I'm not going to consider him suspect. Why? Because even though he was over an Aveira, but he wasn't over an Aveira because he's a Rosha. He was over an Aveira rather because he thought it was permissible. I've got no grounds to now suspect he's going to go around lying in a Beis Din. Says the Gemara over the top of the Omid now, Itma eid zoimem abayo emel mafreyo nifsal barobo omikan labo nifsal. Somebody is an eid zoimem, which means he gave eidos in Nisan. 6 months later, it just now became proven that he was an eid zoimem. Would we now cancel every single eidos that he ever testified about from Nisan all the way to Tishri? So Abaya says yes, even a mafreyo, retroactive. Rava says no, only from now on. Why? So Abaya Omala Mafreya who nifsal, that seems to make sense because Mi'idna di Asid, because from that time that he gave testimony in Nisan, Roshahu, it turns out, we might not have known it at the time, but we do now, that he was a Rosha. Vatira Omra, Altoshis Yotchoim Rosha, Altoshis Rosha Aid. We read this Pasuk on Shabbos. Rava Omano, Mikanu Labo Nifsal. Why? Because Aid Zoimim is a Chidushu. You cannot apply logic to a parasha which doesn't seem to follow logic. Why is Eid Zaymim a Chiddush? Because my chos is to Samcha Sahani, Smoy Chahani. Remember, we always said the case of Eid Zaymim is a tremendous Chiddush. Literally, it's their word against their word. So why do I believe one over and above the other? And the answer is because that's what the Torah says, but it doesn't seem to be any logic inherent in it. So you cannot now come with a logical claim, which is, well, if he was an Eid Postle or Rosha 6 months ago, therefore obviously everything is postle retroactively. Yes, that's what logic would dictate. But clearly we're in a parasha which doesn't follow regular normal logic, and therefore we have no right to apply logic, and therefore ein l'chaboy elo mishas chidushay ve'elach. Therefore, we can only follow this chidush from now on, going forward, but not retroactively. Ikka de Omri, some explain a little bit differently, that actually Rava Namika Abaya Sfirli. Some explain that essentially Rava agreed to Abaya, that you're right, you can apply logic, and if you follow logic, the halacha should surely be that they are apostle retroactively. So why did you in fact say that no, it only works going forward? For a technical reason, Umatam Ka'omar Mikanu Lahabo. So why did he say, if logic says that he should be possible retroactively, why did you say it's only going forward? Because we feel so bad for all those who have brought fields in the last 6 months, have invested in them, put work in them. So what are we going to do now? Go back to them, knock on all their doors and say, I'm sorry, all those sales that you are involved with are all null and void because I'm afraid to say that the Edom who testified are apostles. We're not going to do that. So Chazal, therefore, waived this halacha. So it means that Abaya and Rava essentially agree. According to the first Mahalach, Rava disagrees Absolutely. He says, no, it's a chiddush and you can only go forward. According to the second Mahalach, no, he agrees that essentially you can apply logic and you should be posel mafreya. We just don't do so because of the hefset to the lekuches. So says the Gemara, my binayu, what would be a chiluk? Is there enough gemina between the reasoning of the first approach in Rava and the second? The Gemara says, yes. Ike binayu das hidu beitrei bechad. What would be if the Eid Zaymein was proven to be an Eid Zaymein by two Eidim? Meaning two Eidim passel this Eid Zaymein. That's not a chiddush anymore. It's only a chiddush when you have two Eidim challenging two Eidim. In the regular classic case of Eidim Zaymein where Reuven and Shimon gave an Eidus and then Levi and Yehuda say, well, excuse me, you are with us. Well, that's two against two. That's a very big chiddush that for some reason the Torah says that nonetheless you go with a second Eidim. But if you had Reuven and Shimon and only Reuven was made an Eid Zaymein by Levi and Yehuda, well, that's not a chiddush anymore. Why is it not a chiddush? Because that makes perfect sense that I should listen to the two Eidim, Levi and Yehuda, who are arguing with Reuven. So that's not a chiddush anymore. So if it's not a chiddush anymore, then according to the first approach, Rava would definitely agree that you go backwards, lemafreya. Inami de paslinu begazlenusa. Or another nafkimina, if the second set of Eidim did not say that the first ones are Eidim Zaymin, but rather they said they're gazlanim. Ah, so that's not a chiddush anymore. It's not their word against my word. And therefore, it's not a chiddush. So again, according to the first approach in Rava, Rava would agree to Abaya that they apostle retroactively. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Rapapi actually did a story like Rava. In other words, this very case happened, and he paskened like Rava. It would seem to see that he paskens halacha l'maaseh like Rava, that the Eid Zaymein is not possible of Afreya. However, Mar Barav Ashi Omar Elchus HaKavaseh the Abaya. So we have a machlekes. Who does the halacha follow? Does it follow Rava or does it follow Abaya? Says the Gemara, V'Hilchus HaKavaseh the Abaya, B'Ya'al Kagam. Remember we had Ya'al Kagam. There's a six cases which break the normal rule. The normal rule is we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of machlokes in between Abaya and Rava in all of Shas. The halacha always follows Rava. But in six cases, Ya'al Kagam, we follow Abaya, and this is one of them, and this is the ayin in Ya'al Kagam Eid Zaymein. Says the Gemara, New Shaila now, Muma oichel nevelas le'te'ovoin divrei ha'koel posel. If you eat nevelas, why le'te'ovoin? So if you remember, we explained last time, what's the te'ovoin? What's the taiva to eat nevela? Nevela doesn't taste any different to regular meat. And the answer is, but it's cheaper. Well, then you're definitely posel le'edus, because again, you've got money at heart. You clearly are interested in saving money, even in a non-permissible way. And if that's the case, you may well testify falsely. But what about, says the Gemara, lahachis? If somebody eats nevela, nothing to do with for the cheap reasons, just lahachis. Just to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu more angry. So obviously, nobody doubts, of course, the Aveira is much more severe. Much more severe because he's doing a lahachis. No question about that. But on the other hand, it's no longer money related. So Abaya Om Apostle, even if it's not money related, and Rava Om Akosha. Abaya Om Apostle, because the Havalei Rasha, Brahmana Om Al Tosh is Rosh Eid. The Rava Omana, no Kosha, because Rasha, the Hamas Bo'inam. This was the famous principle that we saw discussed backwards and forwards, and it turns out it's Mama Shemachleikas in Abaya and Rava. Rava says, I know he's a Rasha, but he's what type of Rasha is he? He's not a Rasha to do with money. That's not called the Rasha de Chomos. And therefore I maintain he'll be kosher leidos. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Okay, let's try and bring a proof. It says the word Al Toshes Rasha Eid. Al Toshes Chomes Eid. And what does the Brisa say? Elu Gazlonin Umoyalin Bishvois. So the only examples that the Brisa has given me is your Gazlonin, which is clearly money related, and Umoyalin Bishvois, he makes false Shvois. Now, Shvois is in the plural. So what types of shvuas does it mean that he's over? Doesn't it mean my love, echot shvuas shav, echot shvuas mamon? Remember we said a shvuas shav is just when you make not a false shvuas, just a silly shvuas. You point to the sky and you say, I make a shvuas that this is a sky. That's one type of shvuas, and also a shvuas mamon. Isn't that what we're talking about? Says the Gemara, no. Idi v'idi shvuas mamon. Or my shvuas, what does the word shvuas in the plural mean? Shvuas to Alma just means, it's a phrase, shvuas, general shvuas, but not different types of shvuas. So now there's therefore, it may well be that the only cases that you're possible are only in case of the moment. May say, but now we really do have a clear braisa. Altoshes Rosha Eid, Altoshes Chomos Eid, Elu Gazlonin Umalve Rebiois. So here we have the only examples mentioned in the braisa are what? Malva Beribis and Gazlonin. Those are clearly what? All to do with Momin. So that really does show us that Rava seems to be correct. That the only case that your pasal le'edos is if it's to do with Momin. So the more you're right. To Yufta, the Abaya to Yufta. It would seem to be that Abaya is completely disproven because I see in this braisa that only if it's Momin related. And therefore, according to this, it should emerge that if you eat nevelos lahachis, you are kosher le'edus. Now, we have now, Baruch Hashem, learnt the continuation of the Gemara, and we know that there was a big surprise in store. Because even though Abaya says tiyufta, but actually, the Gemara resurrected Abaya and says, we paskan like Abaya. What about this braisa? So in a minute, we'll see. No, that goes with a different opinion. That's Rabbi Yossi. That's Ramea, excuse me, it's Ramea. Rabbi Yossi, Machloikas. We'll see in a second. Name a katanoi. So let's suggest that this machloikas is really a machloikas tanoim. Aids, zoimim, posel, lachol, atoira, kula, divrei remeh. Remeh says if somebody is an aid zoimim, then he's posel for all dine hatoira, whatever the case may be. Meaning, remember we call this the upgrade rule. Even if you have proved to be an aid zoimim in the case of mominus, so you're only really proved to have been a liar in cases of momin, nonetheless, Remeh says, I don't care. He's posel now for everything. He's suspect for everything. If he's prepared to lie in the case of Momin, the sky's the limit. He might lie also in the case of Dinin Nefoshes. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, no, I disagree. That's only if indeed he was considered an Eid Zaymim in Dinin Nefoshes. So then he'll lie with anything. Aval Huzam B'dinin Mominus, Kosher L'dinin Nefoshes. Then he's kosher. So we're having a machloikas over here between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, what we call the upgrade rule. If he's considered a liar in a low profile case like Mominus, would we necessarily up the profile and say, I'm sorry, you're now apostle in every case? The answer is machloikas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Rav Meir says he's apostle l'cholatayra kula, and Rav Yossi says no. If you lied in the case of Dine Nefoshes, well then yes, you're possible for everything. But if you only lied in the case of Dine Mominus, we do not upgrade. So Neymar, let us suggest that Abaya Kereb Meya Varova Kereb Yaisi. Says the Gemara, no. It's not a comparison. Why? Abaya Kereb Meya, it would seem to be, what does Abaya say? Abaya was the one who said that if you eat nevelas lahachis, you are posel, which is an upgrade. Abaya karameya da'omrin aminomi kula l'chumra. You're upgrading. Remember we said that nevelas lahachis, even though it's a very severe avera, but it's only bein odom l'mokim. And if you still consider him posel eidos, that means you're accusing him, you're suspicious that he might lie against his fellow man, which would be bein odom l'chaver. That's an upgrade. So if Abaya is prepared to upgrade, that would seem to fit in with Rameya, who upgrades as well. Well, on the other hand, Varova, Da'omak Rabbi Yaisi, Da'omak, that no. Only Michumra Lakula, Omrinon, but not Mikula Lakumra, that Loy Omrinon. Says the Gemara, Loy. Alibad Rabbi Yaisi, according to Rabbi Yaisi, who says that you do not upgrade, and Kula Amaloy Pligi, you're right, Rabbi Yaisi cannot fit with both opinions, but Ki Pligi, Alibad Rameya. Abaya Kurameya, Varova, I think Rabbi Larry said this last time. Ad kan loy koma Remeya Hossam. Do you know why Remeya said that you upgrade him? Elo gaba eid zaymin de momoin de ra le shomayim v'ra le briois. So therefore, even though it's an upgrade, it's true from momonos to nefashos, but at least it's a double aspect to the avera, because momonos is also benon lachaverim and lamokim. So is nefashos. However, elo aval hocha deralo shomayim ve'ein ralo bria is like. But in the case of nevela, however severe the avera is, but at the end of the day, it's only bein odom lamokim. So maybe we would not upgrade you there. The Hilchasa says the Gemara Kevose da Abaya. The Halacha follows Abaya. Now, didn't that totally contradict that which we said 2 minutes ago, that Abaya was disproven? Again, what did Abaya say? Abaya said that if you eat Nevelois Lahachis, you are posel. And we brought a Braisa that seemed to suggest that no, you're only posel if it's money related cases. And we said it's a Tiyufta. So, how can we possibly now resurrect Abaya? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Surely Abaya was disproven. That was the Tiyuf term. Says the Gemara, Ahi Reb Yosi. No, that particular braisa that says you're only posel, Dinimominus is Reb Yosi. We're not paskining like Reb Yosi. So you're right, the braisa doesn't fit in with Abaya, but the braisa is authored by Reb Yosi. Says the Gemara, so what? V'tehave nami Reb Yosi, let it be Reb Yosi. Don't we have a principle that Reb Meir of Reb Yosi, Halacha k'Reb Yosi, we paskin like Reb Yosi. So how can you tell me that this braisa is Reb Yosi, but we don't paskin like that? Surely the general rule is we do always paskin like Reb Yosi. Says the Gemara, you're right, that is the rule, but here's the exception. Shani Hosam, here's different. Why? The Sosam Lon Tana. Because we have a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Where is that? Ve'heicha sasam lon. Okay, so here comes the story. Kihod bar chama, kotal nafsha. He was accused of killing, murder. Omalei reish galusel Rav Abba b'Yakov puk ayin bo. Check it out. Ivadai kotal. Is it definitely true that he's definitely murdered? Now, what's the difference? Lichiu li'enei, because then we're going to gorge out his eyes. That's the punishment. Also, Trey Sadi, so two Adim indeed were brought along. Asidu be devadei kotel. And they said, yes, Reuven and Shimon said that this Bar Choma definitely murdered. Okay, so Bar Choma is in big trouble. Bar Choma has to work fast, and he does. Also, Ozal Ihu, now he went, Isa Trey Sada. He brought now another two Adim, Levi and Yehuda, and they claimed that Reuven and Shimon are Gazlonim. As he do be b'chad mehana, chad oma kamadidi gan of kavad chushla. One of them said in front of me, he stole a kav of wheat or barley. B'chad oma didi gona, I'm turning over kavad bur taya, a sword. Okay, so they have been proven as gazlonim. The question is, yes, they are gazlonim, but remember, we're not dealing with gazlon, we're dealing with din in the fashis. Will they be considered posel? Are they my daita or Reb Meir? What's your opinion that we follow Reb Meir, the upgrade rule? But surely Reb Meir of Reb Yosi, Halacha k'Reb Yosi. For Reb Yosi, ha'omar, who's ambedine momenas is kosher ledine nefosha, is question mark. Didn't Reb Yosi say that we don't upgrade? And even if you are considered a ganup, it wouldn't passel you in the case of dine nefoshas? So what does it help to bring aid in? That these two people are thieves, but why would that paslam din in a fascist? So Omale Rapapi, so Rapapi now saved the day. And Rapapi said, Hani mili hechadeloi sasan lon tonak remeya, bahocham sasan lon tonak remeya. You're right, the normal rule is that the halacha would follow Rabbi Yosi, but that's only when we don't have a stam mishnah. Here, we do have a stam mishnah like remeya. Really, where is that? Mimai. Ilema, if you're going to tell me, Miha, the Tanan. We have a Mishnah, it says as follows. Kol ra'u lodun dine nefoshois, ra'u lodun dine momenus. Whoever is fitting to paskin and a shayla of momenus is also nefoshois, is also ra'u to paskin dine momenus. Now, who's talking there? Mani. Ilema, Rabbi Yosi, it's not true. Because Rabbi Yosi says that you don't upgrade. Elolav, so who must it be talking over here? Elolav, Reb Meir. So I see I've got Mufurisha Mishnah that says some like Ramea. Says the Gemara, no, no, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Mimai. Dilma, but Psule Yochsin Ka'i. So we're not talking about somebody who's accused of theft. We're talking about Psule Yochsin. What's Psule Yochsin? We said that somebody, in order to be a dayan on a bezdin, din in a foshes, you've got to be meyuchas. But you don't necessarily need to be meyuchas for din in a momentous. And that's what the Braisa says, that if you are meyuchas for din in a foshes, well, obviously you're okay for din in momentous. Nobody's talking about thieves over here. That's not the question. Says the Gemara, in fact, I can prove it, di loy te mahochi, because were that not to be the case, you're going to get in trouble in the sefer. It says there, Dektoni Yesh Ra'u Lod Din in Mominus, Ve'ein Ra'u Lod Din in Nefoshes. It could be that you're Ra'u for Mominus and not Nefoshes. How can that be? Am I Ein Ra'u? The Itzam Din in Nefoshes, Ra'u Lod Din in Mominus. Va'divra Koil Apostle. Obviously, if you are an Eid Zaymim and Din in Nefoshes, obviously you're apostle for everything. Elo B'Psul Yuchsin Kois. It must be Tumat Yuchsin. And if that's the case, Ochanami B'Psul Yuchsin, so you don't really have. You haven't found this Mishnah. Elo hocha kososam lo tana. Yes, I found it. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Remember, this is the original Mishnah. Elu hein apsulin masachik bakuvya, malve beribis, mafriche yoinim, seichri shvies, vohavodim zehaklal. The Mishnah gave me a principle. Kol haksherin, kol edus she'eno isho ksher alohen, lo afhein ein ksherin. If ever a woman is not kosher, neither is an evet. That's a general rule. Now, who's talking over there? Money. It's not true. A woman cannot testify in the case of nefoshes, but a slave can. So I see that I've got a mefurash, a mishnah that says something like Ramea, which is exactly what Bar Chama wanted to hear. So it means that these edim that have testified against him, once they've been proven to be thieves, so we upgrade that in the apostles, so therefore he's off the hook. Or he was so thrilled, Kombar Choma Nashke Akare, he kissed him on his shoes, the Kimle Lekarge de Kulashone, and he now says, right, I'll make sure that you're exempted from taxes from now on. Okay, that was a speedy Chazara. Let's make a start. We have a couple of minutes left. We'll slow down the pace now. We're starting a new Sugya, brand new Sugya, says the Mishnah. Ve'elu hein hakroivin. Until now, we have been discussing now for quite a while the sugya of psulei edus. Now we're talking about kroivim. Kroivim are obviously disqualified, not because of any avera that they were over, but rather for the simple reason that they are related. And the obvious question is, how closely related does one need to be in order to be possible? Says the Mishnah, ve'elu hein hakroivim. Ochiv, brother, v'achi ofiv, v'achi imoy, or a brother of the father or the mother, meaning an uncle on either side, uba'al achoisei, or the husband of your sister, which means your brother-in-law, uba'al achois oviv, uba'al achois imoy, or the husband, not of your own sister, but of your parent's sister, in other words, your uncle. Ubal imoy, the husband of your mother, if the mother remarried, the chomov, or a person's father-in-law, the gisa, or his brother-in-law, hein, ubenehen, the chasnehen, all of the above, including them, their children, and their sons-in-law. The chorgoy levadoy. Now, chorgoy levadoy, we have to discuss, we have to press pause now, it's a whole discussion. Chorgoy means not really family related, rather it's a stepson. So we'll have to work out how far the psul of a stepson goes. Mr. Chum will work this out next time.
Rebbe, they don't mention your sister's husband.
They did. It says Baal Achoisi.
Oh, Baal, I'm sorry. Can I tell you a quick story? I just saw it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's this girl that's doing Tehillim every day in New York for children. So she's got 5,000 children on a Zoom call doing Tehillim every day.
Wow.
So a few days ago, at 6:49 p.m., she got this thing that to have one of the children scream out "Ela Berechav, Ela Basusim, Vanachle B'Shem Elohim Askir," and she said, "Moshe, scream that at the top of your lungs. Hashem will help us." So he screamed at the top of his lungs. And now all the children scream that too. Okay, and they went to sleep. They found out the next day that the hostages were released in Eretz Israel at 1:49 in the morning, which is 6:49 p.m. in Eretz Israel. Exactly at that moment that they screamed "Elav Erechev," that's when she has a newsreel that shows she has a Zoom meeting to prove that it was 6:49, and the newsreel says today at 1:49 a.m. the IDF have captured.
Wow.
So
What a
it's pretty
phenomenal. Well, amazing. Thank you for sharing. Wow. Quite amazing. Okay. Shkoyachim, Larry. Have a great day, everybody. Be well.
Is there a show tonight?
No, there's no parasha shiur tonight. I have a wedding. Okay. Cold.